If you've ever tried to assemble a piece of furniture, you know that having the right tool is everything. You can't use a hammer when you need a hex key. The hammer isn't a bad tool, it is just the wrong one for that specific task. If you try to force it, you'll likely end up frustrated with a broken bookshelf. For too long, many of us have approached prayer as if it were a single, one-size-fits-all hammer. We are taught that real prayer must look one specific way, usually quiet, kneeling, and full of fancy words. When those methods feel forced or inauthentic, we often reach a damaging conclusion. I'm bad at prayer. This course is here to dismantle that myth. The problem isn't you. The problem is the idea that there is only one tool in the box. We are opening the spiritual toolbox. A life of deep prayer is not a single path, but a landscape with many trails. In this module, we will explore six primary pathways. Shouting prayer for raw honesty. QT, Lectio Divina, for a conversational flow with the Scripture. Gospel contemplation for sensory immersion. Centering prayer for silent presence. Welcoming prayer for healing emotions in the body. Community prayer for shared strength. Why do we need so many options? Because God made you an individual. First, your personality matters. If you are highly structured and sensory, you might click with gospel contemplation. If you are intuitive, you may prefer the flow of Lectio Divina. Second, your season of life matters. The prayer that sustains you in stability might fail you in chaos. While quiet contentment is perfect for centering prayer, a season of overwhelming grief may require the shout, an embodied lament to protest honestly before God. In his classic work, Prayer: Finding the Heart's True Home, Richard Foster explains that prayer moves us in three essential directions. Inward toward personal transformation. Upward toward intimacy with God. Outward toward ministering to others. This module is your roadmap. You aren't expected to master every tool. Instead, you are invited to find the one or two that feel right for you. Right now. Let's open the toolbox and find the right key for the door in front of you.